Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Been listening already, thank you for that. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and our good friend. She's a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She's the editor of the outstanding book on healthcare public policy, Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform. And she's one of the world's experts, ladies and gentlemen, on healthcare public policy. She's our good friend. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Pleasure to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show because you always bring us such good information on what's going on out there in the political landscape, especially with regard to healthcare. And Grace Marie, here's the first thing I'd like to talk about. I'll let you talk about whatever you want to after this. But I'd like to revisit what happened last week in Washington, D.C., the ENSI bill, the Small Business Health Plans bill, formerly known as Association Health Plans, got out of committee after many, many tries. The House has passed this many times, and the Senate failed to get it out of committee for years. And it finally got out of committee and needs to go to a procedural vote to get it beyond the filibuster danger, which means they needed to get 60 votes, and it failed last week. And I'll tell you what, Grace Marie, that was a dark day in American history when that bill failed.
I'll tell you, we needed that bill because small employers face the highest cost in trying to buy health insurance for their workers. They're subject to all the mandates, all the rules and regulations that states pile up on health insurance, and they're expensive. And that's why we see health insurance starting to decline in business overall, but especially small business, because it's just too expensive. Senator Enzi, he's a Republican senator from Wyoming, who's the chairman of the relevant committee, literally put his heart and soul into saying, if a compromise can be found, if we can get a bill out of here, I'm going to do it. He has been working, as you said, last year, all this year, to try to meet with each one of his colleagues, find out what they need, what their interests are, to get a bill out of committee that could be passed on the floor. Well, the Senate had so-called health care week last week. And they brought up the Small Business Health Plan bill and two different medical malpractice bills. All three of these pieces of legislation failed. And it was because, as you said, in the Senate, it's not just a simple majority. They have to have 60 votes to show that it's got enough support that it's not going to be filibustered. And if Senator Enzi couldn't do this, I am worried that that's it, at least for this year. There are so many small business, so many special interests lined up against small business here.
AARP was the biggest.
AARP was the biggest opponent.
The biggest enemy of this, folks. If you're a small business owner, and I'm going to go on record right now, folks. If you're a small business owner, and you're challenged providing your employees with health care, if you're a small business owner and you. And you feel like you're paying way too much for health care, and you'd like to have more options. If you're an employee of a small business and you don't have health care because the company you work for just can't afford the ridiculous prices that they have to pay, the AARP was your enemy last week, and they may be today. That's an organization that I'm going to start being a lot more specific about, targeting them as an enemy of small business, Grace Marie.
And they also, AARP is the organization that fought against being able to have private accounts and Social Security, giving people a choice.
My friends at another organization told me that the AARP's complaint was that they didn't want to see people being discriminated against on account of age. That was their issue. And what he also told me was, it was Giovanni Cortola with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, he also told me that there are only two states in the United States that even allow that. The other 48 states allow for discrimination in certain cases with regard to age.
That's a legitimate thing for insurance. A health insurance policy for somebody 55, 60 years old should cost more than somebody that's 21 or 22 years old. They're going to use more health care. So they call it age rating. Men and women, men use more health care in some cases than women, or vice versa, depending upon their age. Those are legitimate things to price the policy properly.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've never said this before, but the AARP is now the enemy of small business in America, in my opinion.
Right.
Quick break. We'll be right back. You know me, I don't mince words. 22, we'll be right back with our good friend Grace Marie. She's a pretty straight talker herself.
Everybody's looking.
I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's free. It comes on Sunday by email. Also, don't forget to check out my blog. It's right there on the homepage as well. I hope you'll use it to your advantage, and it keeps everything that we've done lately right up front. That's one of the things that it does, folks. Or we'll send it to you if you want to subscribe, like the newsletter, only it comes with different technology, which you can find on our site right there. So hope you'll check that out, and all the other archives and articles and the Brain Trust members, take advantage of all those things. And we've got a lot more things to come, by the way, some new stuff coming out pretty soon. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's with the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, give us your website, please.
Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. And learn all about free market-based, consumer-friendly health policy ideas.
If you believe, as I do, folks, that our health care should be market-driven, should be that you and I should be more health care consumers than just patients, that the 21st century, that we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto, we're in the 21st century, things here are different. If you believe those things, then you believe what you need to subscribe to the good work that Grace Marie Turner does and her organization, the Galen Institute. And if you're still listening to this show, you probably do, because you know that's exactly how I feel. Grace Marie, I am still mad about this small business health care things program going down, the NZ bill. I'm going to be mad about this until it passes, whenever that happens. And I think it will happen. Grace Marie, it's inevitable. It's just a matter of time. The marketplace, the world is moving toward that solution. It's not moving toward universal health care. It's not moving toward AARP. It's moving towards small business owners being able to buy health plans in a competitive way.
The small business owners and individuals, so that you can buy health insurance that you can take with you from job to job. You leave a job, you want to start a new business, you need to keep your health insurance. Why should you have to lose your health insurance when you lose your job? People should be able to buy health insurance through these same pools, through these same small business association pools that's portable, they can take with them.
That's the 20th century model, where whenever you change jobs, everything changes. You know, I mean, how many people have experienced that and they hated it? Well, if you don't like that, then you'll like the NZ bill. You know, the other thing that to me, Grace Marie, that's so just disingenuous by the Democrats, especially, when I say the Democrats, folks, the Democrats, except for one, all voted except for one person, Senator Nelson, voted against this bill 100%, except for one, and the reason I single them out is because people like Ted Kennedy go around every day. He says there are 52 million Americans who aren't covered by health care. Well, guess what, Mr. Kennedy? If you would pass the NZ bill, I'm going to predict that half of the people you're talking about would have insurance within 12 months. What do you think, Grace Marie?
Absolutely right. It's as though they're saying, you know, we are so smart. We know exactly what you need in health insurance, and it's a fully loaded Lexus. And if you can't buy that fully loaded Lexus, the equivalent in health insurance policy, that's got every bell and whistle you can think of, high price, then you can't drive. You can't get to walk. They're basically saying either a fully loaded health insurance policy. Massachusetts, for example, has 40 three different mandates of what the health insurance coverage has to cover.
Everything and New York is probably worse.
Worse. And New Jersey's worse than that, and they regulate how the health insurance has to be sold, and they're saying, if you can't afford that policy, sorry, you're out of the picture, and
right.
you're going to be uninsured. Well, we have 46, 50 million people who are uninsured because of the rules we've set for this crazy health insurance program.
Next time someone, an individual or a politician, says to you, you know, what's wrong with this country? We've got all these uninsured people. You can tell them that there was a solution on the table, and 43 of our senators turned it down.
And I'll tell you, one of the things you have to read between the lines, politicians in Washington do not want people to be able to have health insurance that they own, they control, they decide what the price they're going to pay. If they want a single-payer government-run system, having the individuals in charge and making their own decisions, that doesn't work. If they want to achieve their goal of government control of our health care system, they can't allow the Enzi bill to pass.
That's
really what's going on.
That's
is the
right.
ultimate question about who's going to be in charge of our healthcare system? Is it going to be politicians and government and bureaucrats, or is it going to be small businesses and consumers and families who want to make their own decision, who make their own decision about what's the level of deductible they can afford, what do they want covered, and making sure that they're protected against the big stuff, but maybe they don't have every little bill paid through their health insurance. They can't afford it. But let them have that choice.
We've got to be more consumers of health care, ladies and gentlemen, in the 21st century, rather than just patients. We can't be adopted anymore. We've got to take more responsibility for our own health care.
And patience really has the two words. You have to be patient because we're going to tell you what you can have and what you can't have. That's ridiculous. That is not a 21st century solution. People need to be in charge of their own lives.
And it's not part of the reality that you and I live in either, ladies and gentlemen. The reality that you and I have is that the way jobs are changing, the way that the economy is changing, the way the marketplace is changing, the old patriarchal system where, you know, the company provides you with everything you need, those days are gone. I mean, you may not like it. Maybe I don't like it. I don't care. But I'm telling you, those days are gone. And if we don't get the public policy aligned with the marketplace, the longer it takes us to get the public policy aligned with the marketplace, the more casualty lists there's going to be about these issues. And part of that casualty list I'm talking about are the small businesses and their employees who currently don't have adequate coverage because it just costs too much. Still priced based on the 20th century models, and we don't live in the 20th century anymore. Ten Till, we'll be right back with Grace Marie Turner. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, an organization that I encourage you to join, to let them know that you support what they do. They're based on the principles of a free market system for health care. Let the marketplace decide, not Congress. And Grace Marie and I are kindred spirits If you contemplate, if you think about universal health care, then think about the complete 180-degree polar opposite of that. That's where I am, and Grace Marie, too, right, Grace Marie?
That's right.
Okay, where are we on health savings accounts? I have a health savings account, and we're very happy with it, and it was part of a bill that passed a couple of years ago. And that, Grace Marie, the health savings accounts, is a 21st-century construct, isn't it?
Took the words out of my mouth, absolutely, because it lets people have choice and control over what kind of health insurance coverage they want so that they're able to buy policies with higher deductibles that are less expensive. And a recent survey showed that 27% of the people buying health savings accounts were small businesses that previously didn't offer coverage to their employees. They couldn't afford standard traditional coverage, but they can afford these lower cost, higher premium health savings accounts, and then put a little bit of money into their employees' health savings accounts to cushion the low-cost bills, the routine bills. So both health savings accounts, and some businesses are also finding that health reimbursement arrangements, their sister, are also attractive, give them a little more flexibility than health savings accounts for businesses. I think we're going to see these really take off. There's some estimates that there may be 20 million people with health savings accounts by the year 2010. And this is one thing that Congress has done that helps small businesses and that helps individuals both to save money on a tax-free basis for routine bills, but also to allow for this higher deductible health insurance policy to be coupled with that. The House of Representatives in the week of June 19th is going to be considering legislation that will help people, I think, make health savings accounts more attractive, give bigger tax breaks for health insurance, and they've already passed several versions of association health plans, small business health plans. I don't know if they need to do that again, but they are going to try to do some things to help small business, so that's something we should stay tuned into as well.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you the work that you're doing to keep that on the front burner, Grace Breen. Folks, she does. She works very hard to make sure that our Congress knows about the things that you and I need with regard to health care public policy. You know, Grace Marie, long before I called the AARP an enemy of small business, which I say that they are emphatically now. I didn't before, but I do now. Long before that, I was calling Ted Kennedy the archenemy of small business, and I believe that because he's a kindred spirit with the AARP. But he's one of the biggest enemies. He is one of the biggest detractors. He's the guy who spoke out the most vociferously against health savings accounts and fought them tooth and nail. But now that they're passed, and now we see the diffusion of them, we see the adoption of them by the millions of Americans, that proves that Ted Kennedy was wrong.
But they don't admit it. You still hear people on the other side talking about health savings accounts as this demonic force that's going to totally destabilize our health care system and pull all the healthy people out so that they are the ones who they're out of the pools and health insurance becomes more expensive for everybody else. None of the data shows that. When you look at the data, total bell curve, health status, age, income, normal people are buying health savings accounts and they're not skewed in any one age group or income group or health status group. And they don't even look at the data. They keep saying the same thing over and over, only for healthy and wealthy. Not the case.
That's exactly right. You know, Ronald Reagan said economists are people who look at things happening in reality and wonder if they would work in theory.
Yes.
You know, Ted Kennedy looks at things at the health care system, the HSAs, for example, and sees what the success in reality, and he vows that it wouldn't be successful in theory. I think that's what's going on. Grace Breen, give us your website again, please.
As again, galen.org. Read all about these ideas on galen.org. We welcome her.
And she'll send them to you, and you can download her book from there, right? Empowering Healthcare Consumers.
And also, if they're interested, I do a weekly newsletter like you do, Jeff.
Absolutely.
And if they're interested, look on our website, newsletter, subscribe, and we'd love to have you join us. They're free.
It's a good one, folks, and it's free. Keep up with all the good things Grace Free's doing. Thank you, Grace Free. Good job, and thanks for all the good things you do.
Wonderful, Jim. You too.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.